Welcome to AMA Edgewise. I'm Dave Summers. AMA Edgewise is brought to you by the American Management Association. Employee disengagement is a widespread malady in today's organizations, causing the loss of billions of dollars, hours of dissatisfaction, and work lives lacking true value. Scientific research has validated the powerful effect of emotional connections on human beings. When individuals feel a connection with their organization's identity, their colleagues, and their day-to-day tasks, it fires them up. Michael Lee Stallard, president of the consulting firm E Pluribus Partners and primary author of the book Fired Up or Burned Out, explains the ins and outs of connection cultures. To attract, engage, and retain the employees needed to meet growth opportunities, organizations must unleash the force of connection. Mike, thanks for being with us here today.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate you having me.
Let's start with a very fundamental question. Why did you write the book?
I wrote this book, Dave, because over the course of my career, I had been an investment banker, and I had seen organizations were very different. That was my personal experience, too, having gone through a number of mergers in the organizations I was with. I knew that some cultures fire people up, and others suck the life out of them. I wanted to really understand that. When I was chief marketing officer for Morgan Stanley's private wealth management group, I wanted to create an environment that fired up people. And the practices we put in place helped us double our revenues over a 2.5-year period. Ultimately, I came to understand that organizations today mostly focus on task excellence, but the organizations that have great cultures that fire up people also appreciate the importance of relationship excellence. We have task excellence with programs like Lean Manufacturing and Six Sigma. Those are great programs, but if you don't have relationship excellence, you'll never achieve sustainable superior performance.
In your book, you use the term connection cultures. What do you mean by that, and how does it make an organization more successful?
Organizations that achieve sustainable superior performance have both task excellence and relationship excellence. And relationship excellence comes from creating what we described as a connection culture. Business organizations, governmental organizations, social sector organizations, even sports teams thrive when they have connection cultures. Here's what it looks like. People in those cultures feel a sense of connection to their work. They experience a time warp when they're working on a task that's a good fit with their strengths and provides the right degree of challenge. The hours fly by over the course of the day. They also feel connected to their colleagues. They feel like they're surrounded by people who want to help them achieve their potential and appreciate their strengths rather than competitors who want to hold them down. They also feel connected to the organization's identity, its mission, its values, its reputation. And then finally, they feel a sense of connection to the organization's decision-making process. They feel like they're kept informed about matters that are important to them, and that they have a voice. Not a vote, but at least a voice. And when they feel those emotions of connection, it boosts dopamine and serotonin and oxytocin. Those are hormones that actually can be measured in the bloodstream. And when they're boosted, we feel more confident, we feel more energetic, we feel more trusting of the people around us. And we know from research that emotional factors are 4 times more important than rational factors when it comes to getting people to put their effort into their work. We identified this as a connection culture. When people feel this sense of connection to their work, to their colleagues, to their organization, and to its decision-making process.
Mike, the Gallup surveys have identified a number of elements that create engagement. It would seem that it puts a lot of burden on managers and executives to create a connection culture.
Absolutely. Connection is ultimately a synonym for engagement. When people feel connected, they are engaged. They're fired up. And literally, it's firing up electrochemical responses in their brains. And with fMRI technology, you can see how the brain reacts when people are fired up. So it literally does fire people up. That's a great point, Dave, that employee engagement is connection. And connection is the key to employee engagement.
So what is it that causes that connection not to occur, for a company to become disconnected?
What happens, and you see this throughout the course of history, inevitably a group of people becomes the core group, the leadership group of an organization that controls the decisions and the direction of the organization. If they don't maintain a sense of connection to the outer group, the rest of the organization, the core group of employees who are really critical to an organization's success, if they don't keep that group of people fired up who are outside of the primary decision-making group of the organization, what happens is they start to burn out. They're on the road to burnout because they have a set of human needs that are not being met. They don't feel connected. And you tend to see about 20 to 25% of the people feel engaged or connected. And in most organizations, 70 to 75% of the people don't. Eventually, they stop caring, they stop communicating, and the decision makers don't get the information they need to make optimal decisions. So they make suboptimal decisions, and the performance spiral starts down. And it eventually can threaten the life of the organization. So it's so critical for companies to maintain these connections with everyone throughout the organization if you're going to not only survive, but thrive over a long period of time.
Since it's very important to get the message down to your staff members, how do you do that? How do you build the connections that are essential to make people throughout the organization feel engaged, not just 25%?
We have a simple formula that's very memorable for people. We describe it as vision, value, and voice. Vision is when you're helping people stay connected to the organization's identity. It's interesting, McDonald's has really made a comeback in recent years. When Jim Skinner became CEO, he led a program to start a worldwide conversation about McDonald's values. He felt that the organization had lost its way, so he created training programs and went back to the early values of the organization and why they were important. And they brought a sense of pride back to McDonald's, and they continue it to this day. Now they're focusing on people in the organization who are living up to the value. So that's one value, helping people stay connected to the identity of the organization. That first element makes people feel proud of the organization. The second element, which we describe as value or human value, is an even more accurate description. When people feel valued because people appreciate their strengths and they're encouraged and coached and mentored and growing and they're in the right role, that helps them thrive too. So organizations have to be very proactive about helping people feel valued and keep growing from a career standpoint. And there are times when we experience difficult things outside of work, and the organizations that are aware of that and intervene in some way just to show that they care, that also goes a long way in helping people feel connected to the organization. The third element is voice. When organizations keep people informed by keeping them in the conversation about decisions that are important to them, they educate them so they understand the issues, and they ask them to share their point of view, their ideas and opinions. When they do this, it keeps decision makers more fully informed because inevitably they discover things they weren't aware of, and it also has the powerful effect of helping people feel that they have a voice. And that also is somewhat related to value. In some ways, vision, value, and voice overlap, but when they feel like they're a part of the conversation, it communicates that the organization cares and respects them. It just gives them this feeling of value. Vision, value, voice help them feel connected to the organization.
So if I worked for a particular company and wanted to determine if my company was fired up or burned out, what would I look for?
Really, all of the employee engagement surveys out there are great. If you look at the questions they ask, they're all about connection. Do people feel connected to their supervisor? Do they feel connected to their work? Do they feel like they have the tools they need to get their job done? Are they proud of the company they work for? It's all about connection. We recommend that people measure employee engagement just to understand connection. Secondly, just having training in place to help people become aware of connection is really critical for supervisors to understand connection. You will see signs of disconnection when people are not putting their hearts in their work. I think supervisors know, you sense when people are really giving their best effort and when they're not. And that's a great sign that they're not fully engaged if you don't feel like their heart's in their work.
You work with companies to train them in the ability to identify problems in engagement and then to re-engage employees. What kind of response do you get from supervisors when you approach this issue? How responsive are they?
It depends. In our training, what's really been interesting, Dave, is these principles not only apply in the workplace, but they apply at home and in the community with friends. Connections apply to every aspect of our life. And what we generally find in the training is people start thinking in those terms. There are very few people who don't respond to the material that we present. When we go through and describe connection, you can see it in their eyes. It starts to clarify some of their life experiences, what they've had in the past that they haven't fully understood. We find for most people that the material does resonate with them because it helps us understand what we've experienced in life. And when I ask people at the beginning of my presentation, how many of you have experienced times when you were eager to get to work in the morning, when you were so engaged in your work over the course of the day that the hours flew by, and by the end of the day, you didn't want to go home? Almost everybody in the audience raises their hand. And when I ask them, have you experienced times when it was a struggle to get to work, and when the hours passed slowly, and by the end of the day, you were physically and emotionally spent? You know what? Just about everybody raises their hands, too. That's when I start to unpack those ideas of connection is what fires you up, and disconnection, the lack of connection, is what causes you to struggle in your career. So the ideas really resonate with everyone because we've just experienced it in life.
But once you think you've achieved the goal, you have to constantly reinforce it, right?
Just like we have with task excellence. We have Six Sigma, we have benchmarking programs in place in lean manufacturing. Those programs measure task excellence. The same is true with relationship excellence and connection cultures. You have to keep your eye on the ball or it'll slip. We don't drift toward these things. It requires discipline and focus. That's absolutely critical, Dave, that organizations have to stay focused on it, not only through measurement, but also by encouraging the behaviors that create connection and keeping those in front of supervisors and employees in the organization so that they can live out the connection culture.
So you reward those supervisors who practice connection culture.
Absolutely. Organizations like Avon measure employee engagement, and it's part of their strategic planning process. They're looking at whether or not supervisors are engaging the people that they're responsible for leading in their organization. And when they're not, that's going to hold them back in their career. So you are hiring and promoting people, not only for what they achieve in terms of task excellence, that they're meeting their numbers, but also with respect to what they're doing on the employee engagement or the connection culture side.
Our guest today on Edgewise has been Michael Lee Stallard, author of Fired Up or Burned Out. Mike, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Dave. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Michael Lee Stallard has also been a featured guest on an AMA webcast, How to Fire Up Your Organization. To listen to a free recording of this webcast, visit our webcast archive at amanet.org/editorial. Also, check out our calendar of upcoming webcast events and register for those events also on our website, amanet.org/events. Remember, we'd really like your feedback, so please drop us an email note at podcast@amanet.org or call us at 800-697-3406. That's 800-697-3406. Thanks for taking us along. I'm Dave Summers, and you've been listening to AMA's Edgewise.